The unintended lecture on desire. Hard labor was good for you, he said, and by now sweat splotched his shirt. His face had runnels of sweat, like the four of us, two couples ripping rotted shingles from the house, mid-July, humid, windless. Already my arms ached and the sweat stung my eyes, but it would be good for me, I knew, not just in the way he said, but because I wanted to rid my body of desire for him, forbidden desire, since he was my best friend's husband. So I slid my hammer to get purchase and pulled until a shingle loosened. Again, again, he said, maybe we should stop for a beer, but I wanted to keep going. I wiped my eyes with a bandana my own husband handed me, and my best friend said she didn't want a beer. She wanted a long, hot soak, and I saw the two of them making love in the hot tub, and I wished we were shingling the house instead of unshingling it, so I could hammer, hammer, hammer desire away. And then he said he'd been reading a book about perspective. It got a little too technical in parts, but was worth the slog because of the reminder that no one could see what someone else saw. Think about it. Even this, he said. Even the four of us out here in this fucking heat, ripping shingles I should have ripped 5 years ago, not one of us can see what the others see. I'm here, you're there, he said, and that's all there is to it. We're alone. We're in this alone.